Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, back to Radio Statler here at Hope Number 9. This time we have... And introductions.
Hacksbox.
The Doctor.
And the Pirate.
Alrighty.
Yeah, Hex with X is out of frame. There's a camera on here somewhere.
Yeah, unfortunately we can't get a wide-angle lens on that thing, but...
Don't forget to switch places.
It is cool that we can broadcast live like that this year.
This is now officially the future.
So, okay, so Hack DC and Project Byzantine. What's the story with that guy? I have to warn you, I am the new guy, so okay. You gotta go gentle on me.
No problem.
So, Project Byzantium is a...
Byzantium, oh god. So we got a Byzantium and we've got a doctor. Okay, I'm on your way, Mike.
Yeah, so we're an emergency mesh networking project. The idea of the project is that in an emergency, when the internet goes down because of a natural disaster or because of a hostile adversary like oppressive government decides to take out the internet infrastructure, people still rely on their computers to communicate. And so we want to make that possible with the kinds of commodity hardware that they already have available in their homes.
Okay, sounds cool.
Yes, we should talk a little bit about what...
we just dive right in here.
Okay.
Yeah, we came into this completely blind. We had no preconceived idea of what or how we were going to talk. So, okay. So let's take it from there. So we have a talk tomorrow at 7 o'clock in the Sassaman Room, where we're going to talk about Project Byzantium, what it is, what it does, how it works, what our threat model is, some of the inspiration behind it, some of the problems we've run into. And we are also going to announce our second major release. It's version 0.2 alpha. It is an alpha release, so it's not going to save the world. It's not going to, it is not going to replace Google or anything like that.
It will break things.
It probably will break things. It's an experimental release. And we have 500 copies on CD-ROM that we're going to give out after a presentation in the Hackerspace Village.
Awesome.
And we are going to do a workshop on how to set up Byzantium, how to test it, and we're going to try to build the biggest mesh to date. We're going to try to break a record of 27 nodes.
That sounds like a lot.
It sounds like a lot. There was 27 nodes in a pub in London. A group of hackers that were sort of kind of in touch with called the Zero State took our first major release and basically set up pub mesh. They set up a 27-node mesh where... they got a mesh built out. They were using a hacked Android phone as their backhaul to the rest of the net. They tested the applications it includes, and then decided to stress test it. So they were running torrents. By running torrents, I mean they were seeding torrents. They completely saturated one segment. They were trading bitcoins. They were browsing the net.